All right, so what's up, Lagos? And it's 20 minutes past the hour, and today we will not be musing in that style. We'll go straight to it because it's a beautifully jam-packed day, possibly for you. And today we're going to be talking about authentic masculinity versus toxic masculinity. Yes, it sounds like big English, but it's simple. Authentic, the real masculinity, when you need to say, I'm a man, why you should be a man. Then the negative ones, those that say things like, look, a man's not supposed to cry. Or, because you're a man, how can you give me one meat? How can you see me and not kneel down? How can you see me and not bow down? You know? So I'm not going to be the one talking about this. But first, let me introduce her. She's in the studio right here. Fancy Nancy!
What's up, Lagos?
How you doing? I like the look of your face, you know?
How
you
doing to life.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. So do you know what have you been with anybody, a toxic man? Toxic masculinity, someone that the manness is in his head?
God, no.
You've not?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
I thought you stayed in River State. Just saying, just mention. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about that, and we have a guest, expert rather. He is a Pastor Favor and Osiri Wisdom. They're going to be talking to us about this toxic or authentic masculinity. What is the difference, and how do you identify this, and why does it come up? How does this happen? How does this occur? Some people believe that just because they are men, oh, you dare not. You gave me a whole meat.
One meat.
You gave me one meat. I don't eat one meat. If I eat one meat, oh, you're not kneeling down. Yeah, you're not submissive. All those words they use. So, but what is the authentic masculinity? We're going to be discussing this. They're going to be on in a few minutes. And while after this, we'll go on a short break and we'll come back. Think about it. Marianne is on her way here, actually. She's very near. Mm-hmm. I sent her on and I don't want to. But you, Fancy Nancy, that you've never ever seen a man that is. Have you heard any story?
I have seen, but I haven't been with one.
Okay, have you heard any story? What's the most wonderful story you've heard about a man being toxic, being a man?
So I think it's a stereotypical societal pressure that is put on men.
Okay.
They are expected to behave a certain way.
They're not supposed to cry.
Exactly.
They're supposed to
be very manly, speak boldly, hold it in.
But that's the positive side now, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
And when it becomes toxic is when they become violent, they begin to be verbally and physically abusive.
Okay.
That's why it's called toxic.
And they're just being that way just because
society expects them to. Your wife can't talk down on you. Your wife is upset and she says something to you.
You should like, be the one to apologize.
Exactly. How dare you talk to me like that?
Don't you know I'm a man?
Exactly.
You know. I'm the man of this house.
That's toxic.
Okay.
That's when it becomes toxic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any geographical connotation to this? Are there kind of people that culture makes them that way? Or is it just individualistic?
Well, some people say African men.
African, but that's so general.
Yeah, well,
but they are nice African men.
They are nice African.
You're looking
some,
at
some,
one,
some people say so. Some African men. Let me rephrase. Some African men tend to, you know, cross that toxic line.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. So you get on to be part of this when we link up, and when we do that, you will be able to contribute. Listen. Then we'll ask questions. Then we'll contribute on this. Is there a difference? What actually causes it? What makes this come true? Authentic masculinity versus toxic masculinity. And like I said earlier, Pastor Favor and Osiri Wisdom will be on with us in a bit. So we're going to short break. Short break. And we'll be back. Don't touch it out. Don't go anywhere. I love you like I love the water. I said baby, drop the instrumental. I said for you today, spend the night at the Oriental.
It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria, in for 46 minutes. Come past the 10 o'clock hour, somebody's hating. I made it!
Yeah, who?
I made it!
You made it!
Yes! Somebody that you should know, Lagos.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Oh, now. Devil, you are fate.
Amen.
I am not even alright. My name is Mary Anacon. Yes, I made it. I made it. I made it. I'm sure you were wondering. Where did she
Nobody
go?
Nobody was wondering. We are used to it.
I miss you, Marianne. I missed you, darling.
You were calling me. But we're most excited to talk about toxic masculinity as opposed to authentic masculinity. This is the conversation we're having today. It's Friday. On Friday, we have an open house. And today's open house, we're playing host to Mr. and Mrs.
Yes. Yeah, here.
We're going to have balanced diet.
Balanced diet. Will we eat it and we'll be belly full?
Normally, we have Pastor Wisdom alone on the show, but today we have his wife with us. So, Nigerian, did you come through the red carpet? Was it out there? Did you see the drummers?
I think I actually saw green carpet.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
That's how we roll because this is Nigerian.
Yeah, we don't do normal.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, so let's talk about toxic masculinity as opposed to authentic masculinity. Wisdom of Siri, Favor of Siri, both here in the studio. We imported them from Port Harcourt.
We say only this station can do it.
Well, the only ones that can do it, we transfer you.
I'm telling you. Fly you.
Exactly. Put you in a nice hotel. Oh my God.
Pastor Wisdom. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastors. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're cool.
I know. I miss both of you.
We miss you too.
It's good to be here live again.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about authentic masculinity and toxic masculinity. Okay? We want to know, what's the difference?
Okay, so the difference is health. The difference is health. Okay. A wise man once said that the strength of a man is measured by the smiles on the face of the lady sitting by him side.
Okay.
Women, they walk by their feelings. So if she's excited, you're going to see that in her smiles. If she's not, her face is going to wrinkle a little bit. So it's very critical that we understand that. So when you talk about authentic, you're talking about original, you're talking about real.
Okay.
Talking about real.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about real, and when you are real, you know, it helps you to be able to conquer the things that normally people who are struggling will not be able to conquer. So when we say authentic masculinity, we're just saying the man to just be the man he was created to be. The man he was created to be. And when a man is the man he was created to be, you know, he manifests his best, because your best manifests in your natural state. It's like fish. Fish is, you know, fish does their things, or fish do their things best
in water.
But, you know, eagles, birds, they do their own in the air. Mm-hmm. So you can't really compare eagle and a shark. They have no basis. Yeah. So their strength is just when they are in their natural habitat. The same thing, you know, one day I got so concerned that a fish, one day I was watching them pull up this, you know, this catfish they call point and king.
Yes. Mm.
So they put it out from the water where you can see the genius, and then brought it on the table. And this thing was struggling. Sometimes when it's moving, people don't know it's struggling. You could see it's struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
Now you ask yourself, see, you are correct, he's struggling to breathe. Question, was there no air there? He's struggling to breathe in the abundance of air. The problem is not the air, is that he's not in a natural habitat. He's not in a place where you naturally breathe the way he normally breathes air. So the same thing, when a real man walks into a woman's life, that woman becomes better. So a real man makes a woman better. An unhealthy, toxic man makes a woman bitter.
So that's why Marianne is very happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you always make her better. Which means you are the authentic man. Yes, you are an authentic man.
Okay.
Right? Even as she hits you, it's an appreciation.
Yes.
And hallelujah. You know, in this life, appreciation is an application for more.
Yay!
To do that, so you're going to do that more and more. So that's the difference. It helps you. It helps you get alive. So the authentic man again is not a perfect man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you're not careful, part of the perfection is trying to create some level of pressure.
Okay.
So a lot of pressure for the man. And there are a few things we're going to talk about when we talk about a man that is not authentic, and then we'll you know, push a little bit to that one that's not real, okay. The toxic one, and then we begin to just say a few things that can help the man begin to grow in that area.
All right. Well, we're still talking with Pastors Wisdom and Favor Osiri, and of course, we're looking at authentic masculinity as opposed to toxic masculinity. Hmm. Now, there are people who say that they're in toxic relationships or a person is toxic. You know, when someone says, you're really toxic,
and
I don't want to have anything to do with you because you exude something that's negative, always, you know, in the negative. You always find a reason to not like somebody or not to trust the thing, and that's toxic for me. You know, you always feel that there's something to worry about as opposed to being optimistic. So, hey, our guests in the studio this morning are discussing with us or breaking it down for us, and then looking at it from a relationship perspective, because you know what, I really didn't tell you at the beginning that these people are very well known nationwide for their worldwide mm-hmm. for their relationship prowess. You know, when you hear about Wisdom and Favor series, we're about to get some wisdom nuggets for relationship. Yes, and we're writing it down. Anyway, okay, so Pastor Favor, from a woman's perspective, so in 45 seconds, how can you spot toxic masculinity as opposed to the authentic one?
I think one of the things is, thank you very much, is control. Excessive control, not being able to allow somebody breathe.
Okay.
Because real relationships will free you and not cage you. And so, but we have a lot of women in toxic relationships who are being caged because some of the men are free to let them fly. So that thing where the man is the head, and so you think because you are the head, nobody rises. Everybody is actually supposed to be on that, but that's not it. I believe when we go deeper into it, Pastor will share more to know what really does it mean to be head and lead and not be toxic because you are a man.
Interesting. We'll go for a break.
We'll go for a short
I can't
break.
Wait for the second part of
I'm
this.
Telling you.
We'll
get
be
your
right
pen,
back.
Get your paper.
And of course, get your phones ready because the calls are going to be coming in. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? Stretch Marianne. We'll be right back.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, check out time is 1 minute, nearly 2:11, and we have our wonderful guest in the studio, and we're going to be talking about it. When I saw that there, I looked at Marianne. Was it you that said this? But it's looking like it's something going to be good on me too today. I'm getting good accolades already.
Anyway, it's not about you, Stretch.
Whatever.
The conversation is not about you. It's about every other person who's out there who might not realize that they're being toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Some might not know that society has affected them. One way or the other become that very toxic human being, and it's affecting the relationship, not just the person that they're in a relationship with, but of course friends and society. And we still have in the studio Wisdom and Favor Siri. They are relationship experts and they're also preachers, just so you know. We have to put that in there. Anyway, Pastor Wisdom, before we went on the break, we were talking about you know, how people can spot and find it. What about if I were the toxic person? How do I know?
Okay, so the thing is that toxicity for a man is not a goal, it's an outcome.
Okay.
He don't plan to be toxic. But certain things happen. Like, I have like 7 progression towards that. For instance, the first thing you find out is that the man start being lonely. All right. In fact, there's proof that women have more close relationship than men. So because of that, they're already withdrawn. They are already, from that being withdrawn, not having close relationship, then they start becoming very depressed. And in that depressed state, you know, people don't want to hang around a depressed person. So it further worsens their case. So even the people that want to come around you, your children, your wife, your team members in the office, when they send that vibe, they say, I beg, may we allow this person? No. You know, so that you have more people withdrawing. And then gradually, some of these men now begin to go into trying to cope with the whole of that thing. That I see a man going to drugs, going substance to a substance abuse, to
alcohol.
In quote, yes, right. To cope that. You know, it can be other things. It can be sexual, you know, promiscuity. It can be different kinds of things, just to cope with that. And then gradually, if you look at the statistics, they say one in every, the ratio of drugs between men and women is 6 to 1. So for every one woman you see that is into substance abuse, there's
six men.
Then number four, they begin to go into suicidal thoughts. So you see a man, again, the ratio between man and woman is 4 to 1. For every one suicide you see for a woman, you see 4 for the men. And these are not just poor men. These are not just poor. So there is something deeper than just money, right? Mm. So you now gradually you see that, you know, because of these crimes and these things that can't feed them properly, they're already toxic. So you already have problem. Mm. You know, it's like when you press something. Mm-hmm. Like those days we have these two popular toothpaste that we used to have. One is white, one is blue. Mm-hmm. So when you press one, the color that is inside is what will come out. Yeah. So if the person is already toxic on the inside, toxicity is from inside, not from outside. Mm. So the outside can bring all its toxicity. But if you have an
internal
toxic control measure, your culture will be stronger than that of the outside. So this thing starts comes from inside. Okay. So you, that's why, you know, if you understand the wisdom book, Christ was talking about that the tree is the tree. A good tree cannot be a bad fruit. And you can't get a good tree, which is the health, from a bad tree. So it's, if you want the tree to be a good fruit, let the tree be good. All right? So that's that. So from there, you see some of them now start going to crimes, and those crimes lead them into prison. The ratio of prison for men and women is almost like 13 to 1.
Yeah.
Yes, it's almost like 13 to 1. So sometimes when you ask, where are the men? You go to the prisons, you see them there.
The boys.
Go to the crack houses, you see them there. Go under the bridge, you see them there. You know, one day I went to the police station to visit this man. So once in a while, I just go there. And I saw, you know, a little bigger than this studio, maybe 3 times this studio size, we had about 176 men.
Wow.
I'm not joking. All wearing, you know,
boxers,
no singlet. They are scratching their body. They have been there for weeks, months. And then you look to the other side, only, you know, 3.5 people. And I used 3.5 people because a woman, the 2 daughters and 1 small girl, is just carrying her. So that's why in quotes, you know. And you see, look at this. So you see the weight. I couldn't even attend to the men. I was so in tears. Yes, I had to step out of that place. And meanwhile, these are the men when they were giving birth to champagnes were open. Yeah. Others were shut. Yeah.
It's a boy. So
it's a boy, you know, but look at what they are becoming. And gradually society does not know if you want the society to change, the first people you have to help, it has to be the man. Yeah.
Okay, Pastor, let me ask, what are the triggers? What are the triggers for this? What triggers? I mean, a child is not born toxic.
Yeah.
So what are the triggers?
Where do they pick this up?
Where does it start from?
So there are many ways. Now, let me say to more recent one that our environment and generation can understand more. Yeah. Things like pressure. All right? Pressure from social media. So you see somebody post this thing, you thought this person have arrived, so you must also blow. Is that right? You want to hammer in 3 years. What somebody took somebody 60 years to create, you want to get in 3 months even. 3 years is far for them right now. So you see those pressure coming. You see the pressure from people closest to them, maybe their wife. Again, please be careful. Don't misunderstand me. Some people in their life, you know, pressure says, is that not your colleague? Is that your priority? You have to do something. Number three is that themselves, you know, they have not been able to understand, and that's what we're talking about, is what authentic masculinity is. So when you hear people say, man up, the thing that man up means to kill yourself. You don't have to kill yourself because you want to be a man. No. I went to a gym one day, so my instructor, you know, this is so they can drink something.
I'm
done with this thing. And when I'm done, this I should do, the man asked me, I've done like, you know, like 40 press up, and I was not used to that 40. I used to 20. So he said 40, and I said, yeah. He said, are you mad? I said, yeah. He said, do 10 for your wife. And I struggled to do 10. Then he now asked me,
Yes.
You have children. I said, I have two boys, one girl. He said, do 5-5 for each of them. I stopped. I cannot come and kill myself. If I kill myself, how can I take care of these people? So the point is that when you hear man up does not mean you should carry a weight you cannot handle. Man up means authenticity. Man up means you have to be vulnerable. I know this. I don't know this. But you see, the pride, or what they call the ego of some men, will not allow them to just be authentic. Just know, this is what I can carry. This
I can't go more
I can
than this.
good at this. Yeah. And for those of them that are married, not to sound one kind, you know, some of them, they tell him, harder. I will have a lot of people dying harder. Marianne needs to be able to tell some people to be able to be coming down.
Yeah.
Please be coming down.
Yeah, be coming down.
I think I wanted to add something from childbirth. Okay. You know, when you're in a family, once there's negligence for the boy child growing up.
Okay. And there's more attention on the women.
More attention from the girl child. So you see this somehow, it may be informal, but there's an informal kind of mentoring that happens with the
girl child. Yeah.
Mommy is cooking, come. Dress the bed, sit like this.
But that's nobody mentoring.
Does. That's mentoring.
Yeah.
But nobody does. So the boy is like, he plays with sand.
He's a boy.
He doesn't arrange his room. Mm-mm. But the girl child, you've not arranged your bed. You've not. So from a young age, the girl learns how to be responsible. While the boy is wild and free.
Mm-hmm. And they say that's masculinity.
That's masculinity.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
And that's the first journey.
That's the first journey.
Irresponsibility.
So he becomes that wild and does not account for anything.
And becomes entitled.
You see what's going on? While the girl is prim and proper, you know, clean the toilet, yes, do this, but he feels he doesn't need to do anything.
Yeah.
He feels he doesn't need to answer to anybody. He goes out and comes up back whenever he likes. Mm-hmm. But the girl will come.
Nobody ever questions that. But the girl, you're dead.
Where are you coming from?
I'm saying from experience.
Where are you coming from?
That from the home, it starts that way. And he grows. And what kind of man will that person become?
So I think from the family. Yeah, the family and the people around him. You know, if you have good mentors. Around. And that's why, you know, for over 7 years now, I've been pushing for what I call the man thing. To help the men to understand authentic masculinity. In fact, this month of October, we're doing like four cities in all the, you know, places. Doing Enugu. You know, this weekend we're doing Lagos and then next week Port Harcourt. What are we doing? Just get men. And we don't want any woman there. We just want men.
Why?
We don't want women.
It's a man thing.
No, it's a man thing. You know, we want the men to just be there and then we share with ourselves, how do we as men begin to change this narrative?
Honestly,
we have to change this narrative. That's number one. There's another one I'm doing right now called the Father and Son Adventure, which means, because for me, the relationship between the father and the son is the most powerful leadership development relationship, because you are trained under king, you are trained under leader, trained under apostle. You have to be able to. How many of fathers have time to talk to their boys?
Mm-hmm.
Have they even finished what are things you are pursuing? And some of the things that we do is that you are pursuing money, you are pursuing this one. You realize that if you are not in the life of your children today, you will not be in their memory tomorrow. I'm going to say that again. If you are not in the life of your children today, you will not be in their memory
especially
your boys as a man. There is a kind of thing a woman can instill in a boy. Maybe it's a single parenting circumstance happen. Mm-hmm. But you and I know, Jake, over 80% of all school shooting are done by people who have no father in the house. They have no father figure in the house. So you see them, and that thing begins to push them. And that's why I think that everyone that is serious about, you know, changes this trajectory need to begin to do something. And I've watched this, you know, and I realize, so if we don't do it now, so who would do it? If we don't do it, so who would do it? If we don't do it now, then when? Because when a man becomes better, everyone around him becomes happier.
That's the truth.
Becomes happier. Let me give you the statistics. Now, they did a survey in the U.S. And the survey was done by a group called Save the Man Initiative.
Okay.
And they were trying to find the impact and influence members of the family had on each other. So, but look at it. They chose to use salvation. They chose that as an example. Look at what they discovered. If a teenager, male or female, gives her life or his life to Christ first, that 3.5% of the time, the whole family follows suit. If it is a woman, 17% of the time the whole family responds. But if it's a man, 93% of the time. Which tells you, as a man goes, so society goes. And that's why we need to all put efforts to see how can we help them. I was in Abuja May 14th for International Boys Day. We had a conference in the Women's Center. Everywhere was jammed with boys. One of these questions the boys asked us was, sir, why are we, the boys, being ignored in our homes? Why is it that the pay attention to only our sister and allow us. And so they are turning out now to look for you know, commendation, for affirmation from other people. And some of this thing, they now create a facade that if you drink, you are a man. If you rape 4 girls in a month, you are a man. You know, so those narrative becomes, it looks weird to some people, but gradually that's also what powers cultism. You know, that fraternity that begins to guide them and then goes to that point where they begin to go in the wrong way. So that's why we are pushing, you know, to be able to help the men in
to be very authentic.
Yeah, to be authentic.
I like the word authentic. Authentic. Yeah. Well, Lagos, we want to bring you into the conversation. We have about 15 more minutes to wrap up this conversation. So join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. The ladies, you can also call. Yes, because you see, there are no men without women. 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, or you can send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear from you. All right. The phone lines have been...
On Twitter,
I beg your pardon, with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. Hello, good morning, What's Up Lagos? Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. Oh, what's happening?
The women are calling.
Hello, good morning, What's Up Lagos?
What's Up Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah. What's up?
Good morning, Stretch to Life.
Pastor and Mrs. Pastor. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Toxic men. I don't know. I stayed in North for some time. And I know that by the system of what we have now, what people call almajori, they are males that are abandoned on the streets by some policies.
Okay.
While the female in the north are homely and well kept.
Okay, so what's the question? Because we don't have time. What's the question? Do you have a question in all this?
Almajiris, yeah?
Please. Let me just stop. So there's a question or an expression made by the woman.
Okay.
That when a girl child goes out, he's horribly instructed or something like that. But I think that even though we are talking about women and saying, oh, they are this, they are that, and our male are this, the nature, you talk about the environment at the time when you started, the creation of a woman or girl needs specific direction as a woman, they experience their monthly bills and all these things.
Okay.
Do you not think that...
We do not have too much time. I'm so sorry to cut you off halfway. We do not have too much time. So 60 seconds, get your thoughts together and put your point across. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mark. I'm calling from Satellite Town.
Mark, go ahead.
Yes, I must confess, this is the first time I'm hearing somebody walking on behalf of men. You say the narrative has been women.
Yes.
Now, somebody is speaking and actually directing the society to understand that once a man's side, once a man is well-directed, then the society is right. Don't commend your guest there. Let him keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Even though your line was a bit problematic, but thank you. We got it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? My name is Taufik Mekdad. I am an imam.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Taufik. We can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. I really appreciate the pastor for the conversation. I want to quickly assert that what you're saying just, you blew off my mind and you're just taking the wind out of myself. That is exactly the advocacy I have been on. And I appreciate the first caller to the fact that many people especially from the northern extraction. I'm a Muslim, I'm an imam, but they do misunderstand the Islamic position on training, especially of the male children. And I must say, I must say frankly here, Pastor, that the concept of al-Majri to Islam, to Muslims, is a misnomer. What we have is the idea of some people's of life imposed on Muslims' narratives. I want to commend you, Pastor and Pastor Mitty, for the good work you're doing. This is something that's very valuable, is very good. And let me use the word, it is Islamic, it is good, it is nice. I want you to please keep up the good work. God bless you, sir.
All right, thank you, Ma'am Taufik, for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
good
Lagos?
Morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Happy day to you.
Happy day to you.
Happy day to you. Yes,
Shrek and Mary are lost over the land. They are in love with Lega.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. Hello, be the name you, that lady from...
Port Harcourt. Hello, be thy name.
No, you are from Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt,
yeah, she's from Port Harcourt, yeah.
But I say your characteristics should be like that of Queen of Sheba. You have to give me my God and leave, or else I come and rest in that studio.
Okay, thank you very much.
What just happened?
Don't worry.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I'm enjoying the program. Thank you so much to the pastor for talking about boys. I belong to an NGO that focuses on women and girls.
Okay.
So we're planning an event for the Orange Week. It normally starts from 25th November to 10th of December. It's about violence against women. But on listening to this program and what the pastor was saying, I decided that this year we are going to invite men to. Because if you talk about violence against women, and you're not inviting the men to your events, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Just now, as I was listening to this program, the idea dropped in me that this year we are also going to involve the men in our Orange the World event. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Let me help that lady. I don't know who you are that just called right now. Thank you. And I will volunteer to be a part of that.
Whoa.
If you are a woman, if you're online, please follow me at Osiri Wisdom. Osiri spelled O-X-I-R-O-I, then Wisdom on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just send me a DM that you were the woman that called. And for the other people, I know they will soon ask that question. For the other people that want to know, just follow us on social media. You see what we are trying to do for men this weekend.
All right. Osiri Wisdom. You guys go follow. Just look for
it. O-S-I-R-I Wisdom.
Yes, just look for him. You can find him. Let's take one more call before I don't think we have time.
We can take one more.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Obinna calling from First Tax.
Obinna, go ahead, quickly.
Please, men are left alone in this. Men are suffering. Men need help. Men need direction.
I
love this, your program. Men really need direction.
Thank you.
But especially, that's what is affecting our leadership.
Yes.
Men need direction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right, bang on time. He didn't waste time. I think that we have to redo this again.
Yeah, we have to.
We need more time to have this conversation. At least an hour plus.
Please, we need.
You know, I think next time we want men to come, you know, on the show. They need to open up and tell us what they're dealing with.
See, we have, if you go online and join the Man Thing community, we have a group, the Man Thing community. And when you send a request to that, we're going to vet you to show you're a man.
Mm.
Okay. Once you're a man, you know, we can help you answer your questions.
Mm.
You see, the events we do, the Man Thing Summit we do, we have done to like three cities. We are doing Lagos this weekend. You know, it's about, we talk to men, and then we have a long time of question and answer that will have people answering questions. Like this weekend, we're going to have myself, Pastor Godman, Akila, BC, different people at the airport hotel, Ikeja, you know, this Sunday by 3 p.m., they need to be there. Because what we are trying to do is to help the men to meet other men. See, a woman can help a man, but it's a man that can really help a man in a certain way.
because we're going to talk about our frailties, our struggles. So part of what we do in the Man Thing Summit is to say, this is how I struggled and this is where I am right now. Okay, so take for instance, a man used to drink, please in quote, a man used to drink one carton of beer, 12 bottles a day. If he had moved to six, is a progress.
Yes,
it's a progress.
Yes.
You need to, there are processes and systems to turn this man to be this. So if you're on online, whether Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, follow at Osiri Wisdom. Osiri Wisdom, O-S-I-R-O-I, and you get the whole details of what's going down in Lagos this weekend.
It's the man thing.
The man thing.
And we don't need women.
No woman.
No woman is allowed.
No, but I think women can actually drive their husbands to the
Yes. And make sure you take your man there.
May and drive me there.
I will borrow you there. Well, I want to say thank you, Wisdom and Favor Siri. They came all the way from Port Harcourt, of course, to help us understand how men can be authentic and, of course, deal with the struggles that they have. Because, you know, sometimes it's very difficult for a man to open up and tell you what he's going through.
Because
he's trying to maintain that, you know, manly.
Let me tell you, my son, he got wounded. He broke his arm and he did three operations in the hand. Let me tell you this. And then we went to the physiotherapist. And the physiotherapist, the lady was pressing our son's hand and the guy was screaming. Guess what the lady told him?
Hey, man.
Why are you crying?
She was blessed.
I wasn't around.
Cry, boy.
It's my wife that said cry because crying, they above.
It doesn't make you weak. Oh, my God. But we have to go. We have to go. We have to go.
We will do this again. Thank you so much. Exposé today. Guys, if you want more, we will give you more. Don't worry.
All right. Go follow Siri Wisdom on Twitter and Instagram. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for us to talk about your Sakpa stories. And guess what? The best stories today might just win something. Stay
just
with us.
Mike, we'll be back.
It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it is What's Up Lagos! Yeah, cheers to life. All right, it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's my birthday weekend.
Yeah, it's her birthday on Sunday.
Third
Main Bridge, one lane is gone.
Yeah,
17 canopies, 420 chairs. If you miss it, you miss out. Yeah?
You're the most...
But Shemaya, you're
her
bed.
The most serious person I
know. You're her bed.
Oh, that's my favorite place, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for us to talk Sakpa stories, okay? We've been sharing the hard times that we've all, you know, people fall on hard times. Ah. It's a norm. Even the richest guy today, even Warren Buffett has had his own tough times.
Even me,
The biggest guy, even Donald Trump, has fallen on hard times.
He's on hard times right now.
But we're saying we want to hear those stories. And at what point did you realize that you were broke? You know, some of us as kids, we didn't realize our family was broke because we always had food to eat. We had, you know, whatever you needed, you had it.
Some people didn't even know that broke was junior broke.
Yes.
They started working on their job.
You know, you didn't even realize that your family was broke until after a while. You were like, oh, Mona, poverty we did that time. Hey, my God, really, we're poor? I didn't realize that.
I thought we were well to do.
Yeah, because I had everything I wanted. And he was Sakpa. Your parents were covering the Sakpa for you.
Sacrificing for you.
Anyway, so it's time for us to share Sakpa stories. So join the conversation. We'd like to hear your Sakpa story. And guess what? Don't lie to us because we can't tell. Our judges are listening. They know they can tell if you come and fake do anything here.
And our judges have been there.
They've been there, done that. So they've gotten t-shirts for it. So don't even try it. Don't even think about it. But tell us. Back then, or even if you're in Sakpa now, tell us. Join the conversation. The phone lines are open.
All right. The phone lines are 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a female, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 1-800-875-5190. Let's have your Sakpa stories. Let's get straight to the point.
Ha! Look at the phone line. Sakpa is real. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This voice sounds like there's Sakpa in the voice.
I'm telling you.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
No Sakpa in the voice, so Marianne, good morning. Good morning. Mercy for me, too.
Mercy, right, love. Mercy, love. How are you?
I'm not fine. It's weekend already.
Samuel, please. What's happening to Mercy? Please. Mercy has been calling us for 2 weeks now. Mercy, please send us that message right now to our WhatsApp. Send it right now again. Your number, your full names right now to our WhatsApp.
Anytime we get it, we go there with it. That this is not right.
Okay, please, send it right now. I want to look at it.
Let me tell my Sakpa story.
Yes, okay, tell me your Sakpa story.
Apart from this one you're talking about now.
So my Sakpa story is, it started in year 2017.
Okay.
When I lost my dad. So I have to start a job of, this my laundry job of 10,000 naira salary.
Whoa.
So in Ikorodu, I was living at the Tamaga area. So I have to trek from Tamaga to Agric. So I'll be able to enter 100 naira moto to my place at Ishawo then.
Wow.
So, but
how long did you do this?
For like 1 year.
Whoa. The trekking every day.
Sometimes I will even sleep in my office that time.
Yeah.
So get to a point. My boss don't even know that I was sleeping in the office. One morning like that, he came to drop off customer's clothes. And I noticed that the shop was locked inside.
Wow.
And I said, what happened? He said, Mercy, are you there? I said, so I'm here. Because that 10,000 naira is like, honestly, but I thank God
today,
the story I've done around.
Thank God, Mercy, please send that message right now. I'm looking out for it.
No.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry, that lady. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alright. Good morning.
Okay, you're supposed to be screaming the words up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
It's okay. Welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Taiwo. I'm from Ijibo.
Okay, Taiwo, can you go ahead and tell us what your Sakpa story is?
Yes. First and foremost, please, I would like to say you guys are least trying.
Thank you.
And secondly, I want you to be repeating your phone numbers every time you maybe someone hand is called and try to repeat it. Because sometimes we want to call, but we won't be able to get the number.
Okay.
So my own Sakpa story is around 10 years back. I give God the glory. Then I was working in Apapa. So if I want to go, I don't have much. So my parents, they will give me maybe 500 naira to go. But the transport that will take me there, if I'm going alone, then it's going to cost me 200 naira. I want to manage. So if I'm coming back also, I have to spend 200 naira.
200 naira.
I want to eat, I want to eat into my stomach and I'll be okay. I have to spend like 300 to 400. So I was left with 100 naira. So I was like, okay, let me continue like that. And I couldn't get home sometimes. I was just like, I'll trek. And my parents stay at Raikotu. So if I want to go back home, I will have to hang at the back of it, do a table, you know, beg the conductors to just get to where I'm going. So one day like that, I'll continue, and I told my mom, I can't be coming home every day. That, what can we do? I think you have a family or relatives along Mushi somewhere, maybe I can manage there. Yes. You have a brother there. So I went there. I was sleeping in a shop. So when they close, I'll just carry one bench. I'll put it outside at the back of the shop. I'll just lie down there. Then the morning, I'll wake up around 5 o'clock before people wake up. I'll have fresh water on one side in one bowl. By 7 o'clock, I'll just dress up before people wake up. One side of the road, I'll just sit there, then clean myself.
Wow.
Then I'll go back to work.
Wow.
So that thing started continuing like that. I couldn't manage that 500 naira.
Fast forward, because we need to take other calls.
So when I now decided that, okay, I want to be going home, maybe now. This, there's a truck, you know, that 40-seater truck.
the middle, at the middle, the, when they want to bend, between the head and where they used to carry that home.
It's dangerous. So you stay there?
Yes.
Yipa.
I swear to God. Egba. That's what I used to say.
No swearing, please.
I will take bus to sell 10 naira. Or 29, that's Mulwe. So I'll take it to Sele. So we are many like that. We'll be begging the conductor and the driver when he's coming from far, from maybe he's coming from the last time. We'll please stop. When you see that, these are my people, just stop.
Wow. We had to let you go because you were on for 3 minutes, but wow.
That is a story.
You need to write a memoir, sir, how you survived. That particular Sakpa season. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You people are doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I really want to ask, with all these Sakpa stories that people are telling, the people in government, like Aso Rock, the kitchen, Aso Rock kitchen, budget for next year, I think it's about 11.5 billion naira. And people are struggling to eat food. Honestly, you people are so wonderful that I think that this is the time to even investigate what happens in Aso Rock kitchen and the government houses, wherever they are. It's a very wicked thing.
I love Nigeria info.
Let it not be that I'm campaigning for somebody.
Yeah.
The type of stories that P2P has told, if he has 11 point something billion for Aso Rock, he would have called people like Aso people and said, come on, I have this money. If I take out half a million from it.
Okay, but okay, I'm sorry. You are campaigning for Peter. So I'm going to let you. Yes, you are. So I'm going to let you go.
It's fine.
I let you because I thought you were going to just stop by saying I'm not, but then you are campaigning. And that's not what this show is about.
But
thank you. I understand your concern. Nigerian Info is a very interesting
station.
How did
we move from Sakpa to
investigating what happens in the kitchen?
The kitchen.
Of government
house. Kitchen should be looked into.
Yes. The kitchen.
Oh my God. Messages. I can't stop laughing. Well, man, my Sakpa story plenty, but most notably is when I went to write my SSCE. I had no bank account then, and the only route to get money to me was through a retired military personnel who went to the bank only when his pension arrives. It wasn't funny when it's like 17th to end of the month. Imagine living on unripe oranges and slicing mangoes for soup to take some porous eba. Some days it was 000. It wasn't funny. Your name is Beasley for Bariga. Wow.
Beasley, it is well
that
with
a story.
You.
All right. This one says stretch Sakpa nice to nice one. Okay, in Lasso that year, we would buy beans that were going on credit inside nylon, 100 naira. I would split the beans, eat part in the morning and the other part in the evening. As I went to bed, never thinking of the next day, I have bought bread on someone else's beans. I didn't know from Adam, as he couldn't finish it. I had, oh God.
You said, bro, make a carry him. Alabi from Aja.
Alabi, don't worry. Alabi, don't worry. Alabi, don't worry. Yeah. It is well, yeah. Alabi, don't worry. A lot of Sakpa story to tell you guys. Sakpa don't catch me to the extent, to the what extent that I will carry spoon in my pockets wherever I'm going, whenever I'm going to school, in case I might see someone or some of my classmates that will bring food to class, especially those girls. Oh, D from
that was me.
You'll carry spoon, me. Put in your pocket.
Okay, so guys, we did promise that we're going to give something because we've been gathering all your Sakpa stories from a bit. So we want to quickly just give you some insights into why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Info girl.
So I know Sakpa has had its effect on you and your disposable income. So let me tell you how you can beat Sakpa this season. So beat Sakpa this season with Jumia Black Friday. Jumia is offering Nigerians, you and me, the best Black Friday deals to beat Sakpa this season from the 4th to the 25th of November. You also don't have to pay for delivery fees on thousands of products when you order above 4,999 naira from Abuja and 1,999 naira in Lagos and Ibadan. That is not all. You also get to pay when your order arrives, and you can initiate free returns on items you do not want, meaning you can return items you do not want. Also, you get cash back when you complete your orders through Jumia Pay. And on the 4th of November, there will be treasure hunts on the Jumia website from 12 a.m., where one lucky winner will go home with iPhone 14.
Yay.
iPhone 14.
Yay. iPhone 14.
Care for me now.
You say one lucky winner. That sounds like my name.
It's me. It's me. I want it.
I'm a lucky winner.
I'm the lucky winner. My name, Lucky. Winner is my surname.
Winner's chapter.
Anyway, so we're still taking your Sakpa stories. We're going to give two winners something to go home with today. Yes.
Well, we're going to take your name and your number and hand over to Jumia, and they'll get in touch with you over the weekend.
Okay,
yeah?
okay. All so right. We're going to make you happy this weekend.
Yes,
that's what we're saying.
That's what we're trying.
Messi, we're still waiting for you. You see, this is the problem.
Send us a WhatsApp message
with your name and your number. We don't see it, but then you call me now and say, I'm not seeing it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
My own Sakpa story here. It is worth.
What's your name?
My name is Ruth. Calling from Aja.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead now.
I remember growing up, you know, like you said, you know, when your Sakpa, they catch your family and you teach them.
No, yes.
You know, thanks to my mom, she always made it in such a way that we didn't feel it. Even when we're using Omo detergent to take our bath, she be the soap, at least when you put sponge for Tomo,
and the thing goes still the used to be now. Hot on the body.
We used Omo, we used charcoal then as toothpaste, and we saw it as
fun.
The normal way of life. Who knew cream that time? I didn't know cream. Now it's Vaseline now. Or palm kernel oil, if you see it that time. You know, Gary was a constant. I think that's what made me decide. I don't know if that's what contributed to my using of glasses now or something like that.
No. But, so let me tell you, the research has shown that Gary has nothing to do with your eyes. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
It is where. the amazing thing is, throughout that period, like, we didn't know. You know, my mom, this thing, the Omo, the charcoal, the gari, the biscuits, they were all there, and we saw them as a normal way of life. We grew up feeling we had everything.
Okay.
You understand? In fact, my eldest brother one day reminded me that, you know that to write my work, I was carrying Konkiri. As in a block. My two brothers. But if you see us now, glory be to God, though. We don't Sakpa Sakpa.
Hey, Sakpa has been kicked out. Kicked out Sakpa forever.
Sakpa forever.
Ruth, congratulations for kicking Sakpa out forever and ever.
Yes.
I love these Sakpa stories. They're just very interesting. It shows progress. It shows where you've been
and where you are now.
Yes, it's really beautiful.
And if you're still on that journey, don't give up. These stories are supposed to inspire you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody's day will come. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Joshua, share your Sakpa story.
My Sakpa story is just, and I wish my enemy to follow that kind of Sakpa story.
Amen.
My Sakpa story was when I was living with my elder brother in Wori, Ogunumba, the name of that village. So Share Company was in that village. When Sakpa story hold us like this, austerity major, no food to eat, I will not go to the canteen or Share. I will be assisting them washing plate. Not that they will employ me as a worker there. I will just go there. I will beg them. I want to wash plate.
You volunteer?
I volunteer myself.
Hey.
They will not give me. People that is receiving salary is different, but I'm the one washing the plate. all the leftover food that we gather them together.
Hey.
We gather rice, gather a bar inside the same nylon.
Whoa.
In short, I do not wish my enemy that kind of Sakpa story.
Correct.
So that is my Sakpa story.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing.
Oh, wow.
He became a volunteer in a restaurant. Watching play.
Gathering. Something they use to threaten people. You go wash, please.
Rice and eba in the same nylon.
Your
father.
Oh,
Food is food.
At that point, man, you just need to fill your tummy.
Man.
Yo. That's all I can say.
I'm telling you. All right, we got messages to read here. This one says, we hid to take a neighbor's dead chicken from the bush at night to prepare an evening meal. Yikwa. This I will never forget. Year 1994. Patrick from Akute.
it has to be really bad. It's a dead animal.
No, it was dead. It didn't die long ago. It died. So they were going to bury it. So they took it. Instead of burying it, they buried it in their stomach. Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words. Yeah. Who's this Ayo Logbon that is sending me name and number?
I don't understand why you're sending your number.
We don't want your number. It's Mercy we're looking
it's
for.
It's Mercy. Mm-hmm. We're asking for Mercy. All right. Growing up, our family, what did your family do? Our family Sakwa was on another level. Me and my siblings usually go to Oshodi Market in the early 90s. We go to the chicken stand where they kill chicken and collect the intestine. Yeah. As well as heads of panla fish, because people usually cut off the head. So we collected both on daily basis. We get home and cook pepper soup while my mom will go hustle and pick a broken plantain. And when we all get home while cooking, in the aroma goes around the neighborhood. But today, one of my brothers that was a specialist in head of panla is now a doctor in the Navy. Emmanuel from Lekki, can you be there?
Wow.
That was creative.
Congratulations,
very creative.
Congratulations, Emmanuel. Yeah. Congratulations.
Very, very creative.
Congratulations. Because you see, the man that used to carry head of panla fish
is now a doctor. Maybe
and they're paying him in dollars.
Maybe a neurosurgeon dealing with head of human being. Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? Oh, mom, my Sakwa story no be here. As a guy, I left home to be on my own now. I slept under the bridge. I hugged drinks for traffic, even though I got arrested, locked up on the cell for a month or more. I don't want just to remember those days. Mayor from my 12. Mayor, at least you have memories, yeah?
Mm.
Locked up, hawked, slept under the bridge. Wow.
That must have been a low point in his life. But I'm sure that you're not a mayor. Like you're running things.
Yeah, we're resilient people, and these
Nigerians are really strong people, you know.
A lot.
And we know how to bounce back. We know how to not go back to where we came from.
And they all remember those instances. Like we remember ours too.
Very clearly.
Very clearly.
If you have gone through Sakwa, it's not something you can forget. In fact, it's supposed to be like a booster.
Yeah, Sakwa should forget you, but don't forget what happened.
Yes, because it's supposed to be a booster. Every time you want to slack, you now remember that. Hey,
God, I won't go back there.
You used to suffer. Go back to Egypt. Let me just be working hard. You understand me? Anyway, 15 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We want to bring Info Girl back in to give us some info on goodies. And then, hey, ding, 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 ding. Our winners are coming up.
All right.
Quick reminder, you can beat Sakwa this season with Jumia Black Friday. So Jumia is offering Nigerians, you and me, the best Black Friday deals to beat Sakwa this season from the 4th to the 25th of November. You also do not have to pay for deliveries on thousands of products when you order above 4,999 naira in Abuja and 1,999 naira in Ibadan and Lagos. Also, you get to pay when your order arrives and you can initiate free returns on items you do not need. Also, you get cashbacks when you complete your order through Jumia Pay. And on the 4th of November, there will be a treasure hunt on the Jumia website, and from 12 a.m. midnight, where one lucky winner will go home with an iPhone 14. So let me say that again. So on the 4th of next month, there will be a treasure hunt on Jumia website from 12 a.m., which is midnight, where one lucky winner will go home with the latest iPhone 14.
We don't have sense. We actually don't have sense, actually. Sometimes. What's up, Lagos? 11:52 on the clock. And it's time for us to announce the two people.
Yes.
We have picked out of all the Sakwa stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear your name, know that your name and number are going to be sent to Jumia, and they will get in touch with you this weekend. Mm-hmm. All right?
So two winners. We're going to give two winners. Our first winner. Ring the bell. Joseph is our winner. Joseph the crying man.
Joseph from yesterday. Ah, Joseph wept yesterday.
Joseph told us that men should not just have families. They should have families they can care for.
Yes.
And don't bring a woman into the family and leave her.
He went through it. He couldn't even tell us what, but from the tone, it was
he just kept saying his mother suffered.
Yes. Winner number one, Joseph. Congratulations.
Joseph, yes. And then our final winner for today. Ibet Bray!
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my family. I want to thank you for.
I'll not be you win the money.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I thought it was me.
So Ibn Praise, Joseph. Joseph, we have your number. Ibn Praise, we have your number, and you will be contacted. Those are our two winners for the Sakpa stories. But I must tell you guys,
it's good content. I think we'll take another angle to this let people share.
Survival stories.
Yeah, survival stories.
My survival story. Oh,
yeah?
My God. If I tell you my survival stories.
Calm down. But I want to say thank you to Fancy Nancy. She got me Odogwu the Man thing. She bought one for Dr. Sori Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fancy Nancy. You rock, baby. You're an angel and a half.
You rock, baby.
Thank you.
All right, before we go, once again, InfoGirl will give us that information for Black Friday. Okay?
All right, she's right here and she'll do that. InfoGirl!
Yes, so you can still beat Sakpa this season. So Jumia is offering Nigerians, me and you, the best Black Friday deals to beat Sakpa this week. So from the 4th to the 25th of November, you also do not have to pay on delivery fees on thousands of products when you order above 4,999 naira in Abuja and 1,999 naira in Ibadan and Lagos. Also, you get to pay when your order arrives and you can initiate free returns on items you do not need. You also get cash back when you complete your orders on Jumia Pay, and on the 4th of next month, there will be a treasure hunt on the Jumia website from 12 a.m., which is midnight, where one lucky winner will go home with an iPhone 14.
All right. Well, we want to say thank you. Thank you, InfoGirl. Thank you, everybody who participated with on the Sakpa segment. We want to say more grease to your elbows because you see, it's not easy to survive in this country.
The Sakpa you saw then, you shall see no more
because, you know, like Pharaoh's army, you shall not see them again.
Never again.
You understand me?
Yes.
Anyway, my name is Mary Anna Cole and I want to say thank you, Lagos. It's been a very interesting week, but I'm off to enjoy the whole weekend because you know what?
It's a birthday on Sunday! Happy birthday, Marianne. You deserve
thank you for the Mercedes you're sending, baby. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you see, that's how they pressure me. Now I'm thinking of what to do.
All right, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. And then you can search for Marianne Duke Ocone everywhere else. Stretch.
All right, my name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. You check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original. And go on Twitter, Stretch Cool, and we'll do this together. The weekend's going to be long. I'm going to be having fun on Sunday. You better find out where. All right? Take care and enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye, Lagos.